This is a podcast from Seven Church, Bristol.
Well, this is Vision Sunday. If you didn't realise it already, that should jog your mind, just kick you into thinking this is all about our, who we are and what we're doing. And every year we do a vision talk, and this is our annual vision talk. We're excited to be sharing this with you this morning. I just want to say there's a few things on your chair. You'll probably be picking them up and reading them and having a look at them. First of all, we've got a new Welcome to Seven. Everything's been rebranded. This is the first Sunday everything is rebranded for us as Seven. And yeah, just have a look in there. Nice little description about who we are as a church and what our priorities are, what our values are, and how you can get involved. So many of you will have been around a while and you'll be thinking, well, this is nice, but I know all of it. Well, why don't you take it home, give it to a friend, or just have a copy on your fridge under a magnet or something like that. Just have it around your house. You're really welcome to take as many as you like. But they really is our Welcome to Seven document. And so anybody that's new here, if you're here for the first time or you're just getting to know us, do pick up one of those and take it home with you. Also, we've got a good, what I call 1970s bookmark. Anybody use bookmarks? That this is the sort of thing we used to get when I was a kid at church. So I feel very kind of old retro when I look at this. So on the back, it's got the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you didn't know that verse from Galatians 5, then that's a reminder of that, because that really is what we're about as a community. We're about seeking to have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Paul in the Galatians says that we know what the presence of the Spirit looks like. It looks like that. So we just thought that was really central to who we are. And then on the front, you'll see a statement you'll hear a few times this morning, which was, we are an inclusive group of community of friends rooted in Christian practices such as worship, prayer, contemplation, service, and celebration, together seeking to live Christ-centered lives, creating and holding space where all people are welcome to encounter Jesus. And we really do hope that you encounter Jesus wherever we do church together, in our homes, out on the street, running the food bank, wherever we are visiting clients with the CAP Debt Centre manager, or wherever we are meeting together here on a Sunday. We hope that you will encounter the Holy Spirit. That is our dream and our hope. However, there's one more document that you haven't got on your chairs, partly because we don't want you to read it as we talk, because there's quite a lot of detail on it. And this document, we'd love each one of you, or at least take one home for each household, because this is called the Frequently Asked Questions. So we basically created a list of questions that might arise from the talk that we give this morning. Simply, we wanted our talk this morning to be envisioning in a in not just in its content but in its format. And if we literally told you everything that was on here as well, you would be asleep by the end of the talk. All right, so there's lots of detail on there that accompanies this talk. So as you listen to us talk, you might think, oh, what about this or what about that? Well, pick up the frequently asked questions. That will help explain in more detail what we're talking about this morning. So we are genuinely excited.
Just to add, for those of you who'd rather listen to it, we have created an audible version. So that's available on our website. So when you go home today or this afternoon, then you can listen to it. It probably takes, I don't know, 8-10 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can listen to it instead of read it if you would prefer.
Fantastic. So this is our 17th vision talk. And as always, as we look forwards, we want to look back for a moment as well. And during 2025, we walked alongside one another through the ordinary and through the extraordinary things of life, the joys, the pain, the opportunities, and the challenges that every year brings. And like all churches, Seven has offered us a rhythm of worship, prayer, contemplation, service, and celebration. Practices that help us live Christ-centered lives. And I want to say this personally to you, that I am deeply thankful to be part of this community. My life is richer because of you and because of the conversations, the meals, the laughter, the care, the worship, the shared life that we have together. During 2025, Claire and I invited the trustees to consider allowing Seven to preside over same-sex weddings and to involve same-sex couples in leadership roles. Now, this was no small decision for us. We knew that it would mean returning our vineyard license, the license that we use to lead a vineyard church. We knew as a result of this that Seven would no longer be part of the vineyard movement in name. We also knew that for some people in our community, this would be a really difficult change, one that raised real questions, emotions, and convictions. But as we reflect on this journey that we've been on for the last year, year and a half, what stood out most to us is the way that people have behaved. Whether people agreed with the decision or not, we have seen love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that has not been easy. And for some, it may still not be easy to be part of Seven, or for those not part of Seven, to stay closely connected to us. We want to acknowledge that honestly and gently. But as we begin 2026, Claire and I both feel relieved and we feel grateful for the way that everyone has conducted themselves in this conversation. We want to say thank you to everyone who's listening to this, both in the room and not in the room, and our friends beyond this church as well. We are now able to welcome same-sex couples fully, knowing that we no longer are required by our license to treat them differently because they're gay. And we're thrilled about that. At the same time, we deeply treasure our 30-year heritage, that is Claire and I's, our 30-year heritage with the Vineyard, and the friendships that remain across the Vineyard movement. Those relationships matter to us, and I want you to know that they continue at depth.
So, as we ask the question, what might Seven look like in 2026? Well, it's important to say clearly, we are the same church. Although we are no longer a Vineyard church in name, we remain anchored in the historic Christian faith. We are still a Protestant, evangelical, charismatic church grounded in the ancient Nicene Creed. Just as we always have been, Seven is an inclusive community of friends, rooted in Christian practices like worship, prayer, contemplation, service, and celebration, seeking to live Christ-centered lives. Together, we seek to create and hold space where all people feel welcome to encounter Christ Jesus. We've been living this way since we began in 2009, but it's language that we want to use more intentionally now in 2026. Earlier this year, we asked many of our team and community group leaders to describe their ideal church. They spoke about a church that is bright, visible, and attractive. A church where everyone can be involved. A safe and cozy community marked by the fruit of the Holy Spirit. A church where people encounter Jesus in both the miraculous and the ordinary. A church of music, food, drink, and celebration. A church that is accessible, transparent, and trustworthy. A church that looks after one another and vulnerable people in the wider community. A church that is loosely defined, where people can be themselves and don't feel pressure to conform in order to belong. As we listened, we realized that Seven reflects many of these things already. So we distilled those reflections and named three simple ways to describe who we are becoming in 2022. 2026. Where did that come from? That's weird. Three ways.
You always say that you're 45, don't you, instead of 50. Yeah, so maybe it's something to do with that.
That's what like, yeah, yeah. Shh, did you just say my age publicly? Burn, can you edit that bit out?
We've all heard it.
It's going to get edited out. Okay, so three ways. Grassroots, light touch, and low cost. So grassroots, light touch, low cost.
Let's talk more about those. So Seven has always been a grassroots church. We didn't begin this church as an institution. Kara and I moved to Bristol, and we invited some friends to share with simple Christian practices together. Worship, prayer, contemplation, service, and celebration in order to help us live Christ-centered lives. At the beginning, there were two families and three young adults that moved from Nottingham with us, including us, I should say, to start this church. And it grew from the ground up, informal, relational, and open. In Acts 2:46, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. So now, we didn't meet in the temple, but we certainly did meet in one of those homes, and we ate and we worshiped together with glad and sincere hearts. That's what it was like in our community groups. As you've heard from Andrew this morning, it's still what it's like in our community groups. We weren't trying to create a closed group. We wanted to minimize any sense of in or out. Instead, everyone working together and working together to work out what Christ Jesus meant to each of us. But grassroots doesn't mean low impact or insignificant. Recently, I went to the park run. I don't often go, but Paul Welsh was doing his 100th run, so I decided to go and support him in that endeavour. And it was amazing. There was like 300 or 400 people there. Now, park run is grassroots. Local amateur drama, as we know about, our daughter's very much involved with that, is grassroots. Food banks, like our own food bank, is grassroots. And there are thousands of these things across the country. There's like 1,400 park runs across the country. There's like 1,500 food banks across the country that have a maximum impact, but it's grassroots. Grassroots means local, volunteer-led, relational, and adaptable. Grassroots means rooted in our neighborhoods, emerging from existing relationships, easy to start, and easy to sustain. Seven is a grassroots church.
Seven has always been a light touch church. We believe that Jesus helps us carry our burdens, not adds to them. Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So this is why we've tried to avoid being a should or have to church. There's no pressure to attend. There's no pressure to volunteer. No pressure to behave a certain way. No pressure to agree with us on everything. We trust the Holy Spirit to lead transformation in each other's lives. So if you want to orbit Seven lightly, you're welcome. If you want to be deeply involved, you're welcome. You don't need to hide behind a Christian mask here. You don't need to perform. You don't need to pretend. Light touch means respect for dignity, freedom, and conscience, just as Jesus modeled.
Seven has always been a low-cost church. We began with a £5,000 gift from Trent Vineyard, our church we moved from. No buildings, no staff, full-time staff contracts, no safety nets. It's not how we do things in the Vineyard. All of our staff ever since have been part-time by design. That keeps us grounded, sustainable, and connected to everyday life. The staff team don't exist in a bubble, a Christian bubble. In Acts 18, Paul, the apostle, is described as a tent maker, holding his ordinary artisan craftsmanship work alongside extraordinary faithfulness. If that was good enough for Paul, it's good enough for us. Being low cost makes Seven easier to sustain. Being low cost makes Seven easier to replicate. It allows us to imagine starting other churches like this in the future.
Seven is also a deeply connected church. Although we are no longer Vineyard in name, we remain connected through friendship, shared history, and mutual respect. We partner with other churches and organisations across Bristol through Food Bank, the CAP Debt Centre, Refugee Support, Fostering and Adoption, Student Ministry, and our work with people experiencing homelessness. We are also a well-governed church. We're accountable, transparent, and supported by trustees and professional advisors. This matters, especially in times of change. And we want to be a visible and attractive church. So we gather in public, accessible spaces. We invest in hospitality and welcome. We maintain a strong online presence so that people can find us easily. If we are kind, open, and Christ-centered, people will come.
As we step into 2026, we are not trying to become an impressive church. We are trying to become a faithful church, a church that's close to the ground, a church that doesn't guilt people, a church that doesn't load burdens onto tired shoulders, a church that restores and heals, a church where people can be themselves, where questioning is normal, where Jesus is encountered in the ordinary and in the miraculous. We want to keep creating and holding space where all people are welcome to encounter Christ Jesus. Whether you have been here for years, or if you're new, or you're still deciding if you want to be part of this church, there is room for you here. And if one day there are just too many people for one space, as we've found in previous seasons of the church, we will do what we've always done. We will start another Seven, and maybe we'll call it Eight.
So before we finish, we just want to say thank you to those of you who give financially to Seven. Your generosity is the quiet reason so much of what we've talked about today is even possible. Because Seven is a grassroots church, every donation really does make a difference. It helps us gather. It helps us care for one another and care and support vulnerable people in our city. And it helps us to keep creating space where all people can encounter Christ Jesus. If Seven feels like home for you, or if this vision resonates with you, we'd love to invite you to respond financially. If you'd like to give a one-off donation, or start a monthly donation, or increase your monthly donation, if you'd like to do that, we'd be grateful if you could do that in the next couple of weeks, if that's possible. It just helps our trustees to be able to budget and plan this year. However, there is no pressure. There's no expectation. Give only if you are able and if you want to. But for those of you who do give, please know how grateful we really are and how much your generosity helps sustain this community. Thank you.